Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. When your folks are Loudon Wainwright III and Kate McGarrigle, and your older brother is Rufus Wainwright, a career in music might feel inevitable. For a while, my guest Martha Wainwright did her best to avoid it, studying drama in college. But soon after graduating, she began to compose her own songs. As the cliche goes, one thing led to another. She's joined the ranks of her music-making family, releasing her second CD, provocatively titled I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too. We'll talk to Martha Wainwright in a minute, but let's first begin our session with a live performance of the song Bleeding All Over You. Bleeding All Over You, beginning our session today with Martha Wainwright. It's the song that begins the new album and definitely the title track. And when you hear the title of the album, it can seem kind of scary, like, you know, a stalker kind of song. But actually, when you listen to that song, it's about a number of people, isn't it? Because each verse is
yeah,
different.
It's based on a few people and just sort of the... You know, the kind of interesting relationship that happens when you have love that can't be, that's unrequited, that can't be consummated for whatever reason, and oftentimes that brings an interesting, very interesting friendship. And then also, you know, you can, that feeling of, you know, if you're in love with someone and then you might see them 10 years later and that love doesn't die, you know, and I think that that's something that people go through, you know, and I think that it's an interesting type of relationship that we have.
Absolutely. It can make for some bizarre family reunions, I'm sure, too,
yeah,
or reunions of any other kind. I describe this album as a pop record, and I feel it kind of is. I've heard you know, a lot of interviews you did with the first album before. You had to discuss singer-songwriter-dom in a lot of ways, but that never completely seemed to be what you were into.
You know, it's obviously kind of sometimes not embarrassing, but, you know, I worry that people perceive of this record as more pop than the first, which is probably more singer-songwriter, more folky. And, you know, I don't want people to think that, you know, I did it on purpose to try and sell more records necessarily, which is actually my intention, though, completely. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I felt that it was really that these songs sort of lended themselves to more production, and I wanted to sort of have a little bit more fun with this record and explore other things that I think actually represent my taste thoroughly.
And you probably held some sway with the producer.
Well, he's obviously a smart guy. I mean, you know, and you know, understands me very well, and he's sitting next to you. But, you know, Brad
and,
he,
and he's your husband.
My husband, yeah. So also with the title, I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too, I never intended to come off as a homewrecker. You know, I have one husband, that's enough. And, you know, anyways, but yeah, no, he, you know, one of the things of working with...
I sing good.
One of the things that work with, that's nice with working with someone who knows you very well, is that there isn't a lot of room for bull crap, if that's the word to use on radio. And you can, you know, I think that, you know, I can't charm Brad in the studio. It doesn't really work. So hopefully something kind of honest can come out of that, you know.
I saw a really nice quote from you about you being in a really good place about your music at this point and having a lot more confidence in it, and you I hear it on this record. It's just like really confident. So
I think it was time to sort of shed some of the insecurities and to move forward. I think that this kind of job and getting up and singing and playing night after night, I think requires a certain amount of belief in what you're doing, you know. And then once you can sort of get behind what you're doing, I think it's very helpful. And so, you know, I have gained more confidence in the last 3 years of going out and playing and also tracking this record. You know, I like how it came out.
There's the fact that every time you talk with somebody, some mention of other family members comes into the interview. Decreased confidence, or how did that affect?
Well, I think, you know, I can't you know, deny in any way where I come from, and I'm very much defined by my family. In fact, that if a journalist won't bring it up, I'll generally end up bringing it up just because it's a part of the story. It's so much a part of the story. So for me, I think it's, you know, helped me to be who I am. You know, sort of half of me is defined by where I come from, and then the other half is this individual who is trying to do her own thing. Because, you know, writing songs is kind of, it's quite an individualistic and very personal thing. You know, I do it very privately. I don't write with people. I'm very shy about it. I do it, you know, behind closed doors, you know. So it is kind of very much about myself in many ways, and the songs are quite personal. But, you know, I cannot deny that I think probably very much formed by, you know, my upbringing.
What do you want to do next?
I'll do a song called Coming Tonight. You're coming tonight to my hotel. I've been to yours many times before, and it's always been a thrill. You stay in our hotel, we're at friends nearby.
Coming tonight, Martha Wainwright with this great band playing live for us today on the cafe. Speaking of which, Martha, give names to everybody who's playing.
Yeah, I was going to say, great band, exactly. Well, over here on my right, we have Thomas Bartlett on keys, otherwise known as Dove Man. And I'm staring at my beautiful husband, Brad Albetta, who plays bass on drums. Also in front of me, we have Matt Johnson, who played with Rufus, I stole him, Rufus for the last bunch of years. And over here is our great guitar player, Mr. Jim Campolongo.
Who's been here before himself.
And is a, you know, has his own career as a guitar player, is playing every Monday night in New York at the Living Room, and, you know, is very fantastic.
Indeed. I noticed there's a tune called Hearts Club Band coming up next, and I know your dad has a song called I'd Rather Be Lonely, and my assumption is that this is kind of an answer song to that.
No, although, you know, you're very astute, but, you know, I think that, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, this song was written relatively quickly, and it is true that things can haunt us and come back to us. Although the phrase Hearts Club Band is something that I've been wanting to put into a song for a long time, and I was hanging out with, Sean Lennon, not that long ago, we were having some drinks at his house and playing the guitar, and I said, I have this thing. Do you think it's okay if I use this line? Is your mother going to sue me? And I got his okay with it, and so whatever. I've always liked the phrase, and, you know, it certainly is about, you know, being around people who write a lot of songs. There are references to that.
Indeed. Anyway, can you do that one?
Yeah. So.
Thank you. Lovely. Another one from Martha Wainwright, who's playing live for us today on the cafe. And Martha, one of the collaborative things that you've done that I didn't mention was working with Pete Townsend. And one of my favorite songs on here is one called You Cheated Me, which Pete returns a favor and is on this album. This seems to be slightly different personnel. Was this cut at a different time than other things on the record?
The record was cut. You know, the record has three producers on it, actually, and was cut over a year. It took more than a year. And it was in different places, and it was in a little bit in Sweden, in London, and in New York. And so, yes, we put Pete's guitar in afterwards, after we had already tracked the song. And
called overdubbing?
Yeah, overdubbing. And anyways, so yes, we had him come in later. I mean, I had the opportunity, the great opportunity to meet Pete and to befriend him and his girlfriend, Rachel Fuller, when I met them doing their online television show called In the Attic. And they invited me over to their house, essentially. And I knew nothing about the show. And they sent a car, and I had nothing to do that day. And I arrived there, and half an hour later, I found myself in pajamas that they had given me. And I put the pajamas on, and we played a couple of songs, and it turned out that Pete and Rachel knew some of the songs, and, you know, it was the best that I probably played them just by virtue of having him and his energy in the room and playing so great. And so it was the beginning of a friendship, and so I was playing him some songs at a certain point, and I said, you know, would you want to play on anything, and we don't have to use your name, and you don't have to play an electric if you don't want to. And, you know, he said, no, you can use my name. And, you know, yeah. I was very generous about it.
You know? That's cool. Yeah. Well, it's a good song, too. So you can do that one?
I can do that one.
Sure. I know you've got to go, and I wanted to be afraid to say, but I'm not. I'm scared to death of what you've become.
Martha Wainwright with You Cheated Me from her new album, I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. If you'd like to hear Martha Wainwright's performances in their entirety, visit worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.